Curry on Thursday framed his pension reform plan, which relies on the extension of an existing half-cent sales tax, as a historic move for Jacksonville.
As we approach next year's 50th anniversary of consolidation, 50 years next, I would argue that your vote in support of this reform package will be looked back upon as our city's most important decision since then.
Curry has held pension plan details close to the chest since voters last August approved expanding and repurposing the Better Jacksonville infrastructure tax to pay down the city's close to $3 billion pension debt. The mayor says city money that's being used to pay down debt should be going toward infrastructure projects and public safety. So as expected, Curry's plan defers debt payments until the tax is slated to take effect in 2031. Curry's critics say the mayor is kicking the can down the road, and the mayor himself acknowledged deferred liability payments will incur more interest, putting taxpayers on the hook for more in the long run.
And of course, there are costs associated with paying off $3 billion in debt that we didn't create. There's costs associated with these reforms, and you'll hear from my team the detail of those costs. However, do not lose sight of the fact that a generation before us kicked these pension liabilities down the road. In doing so, they put us in the position to have to pay this bill.
But deferring the bulk of debt payments would free up more than $80 million in next year's budget. That's after accounting for the extra money the city would pay in raises and benefits adjustments for city employees. 14 bills associated with implementing Curry's plan are making their way through city council, and the mayor has one-on-one meetings scheduled with councilors next week. A public workshop and votes on the measures are expected by the end of the month. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.